News Talk 590 KUGN 718 here on this Monday morning. Upstairs we go to about 82 or so. It's I can't believe you. Seriously, you, BC Comics, you were right there. Just with that conversation.
Pulled that right out of there.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that was crazy.
The more I spend time with you, the more I thought I was done being shocked. Matt McCarl with New Leaf Hyperbarics at 636-3278. We got all kinds of topics that we can go on here. Let's talk about sessions helping people recover, you know, from, say, injuries.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a few folks over the course of the last week just call us or come in because they've used our service before and they've had an accident. Mm-hmm. You know, it's summertime. People are out doing things. They're helping prune trees. They're riding bikes more. They're hiking. They're, you know, doing stuff that they want to do out in nature, getting out of the house because we've been stuck in the house for the last couple months due to being wintertime. You know, that's what happens. So we get out, we start doing things, and we slip, we trip, we fall, we cut, break, do different things. And we're going to help you heal that stuff in a half to a third the time that it would normally take, provided we do the proper sequence of treatments in the right amount of time.
Say that again, half to a third?
Half to a third the amount of time.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We've had folks come in where the surgeons have told them, oh, it'll take like 12 weeks for this to heal. They do 7 treatments, and they're healed in 7 weeks instead of 12 weeks. So, or my people that get tattoos, you know, they normally say it takes 2 to 3 weeks for those to heal. We can heal them in like 7 days. You know, doing a treat, you know, if you do a treatment every day, you know, at least 5 times in a row, you know, we'll heal them and they'll be less inflamed, less itchy, less drying, peeling. All the all the things are better that way. I, in fact, had a little procedure done on a toe of mine last week, and so I've been doing extra treatments to get that to heal faster so that when I go back to the podiatrist that I saw, he'll be like, holy macaroni. I'll be like, yeah, you need to send all your people to me so I can make their stuff faster for them. Because when we were having a conversation, we were in there about insurance and different things, and, you know, and he's like, I do it this way. And he goes, I used to work with a doc that was like, yeah, we just drain it and I hope it's good. And he goes, but why don't you do this little extra little bit where it bleeds and heals and should stop it from coming back? And the doctor looked at him kind of like, why would I do that? And so, yeah.
Why?
Repeat customers? Because, you know, and he's like, well, you know, we're physicians. We're in the business of healing people. So that's, you know, that's our whole goal too, is to, you know, help people get to a point to where they don't need us, or maybe they don't need us as much. Like I myself, you know, I've gotten to a point where I just, you know, most of the time just doing maintenance stuff. But I know that if I don't do it, I'm back to meds, and I really don't like meds.
You've often used the example of our bodies being like your car. Mm-hmm. You put fuel in it to go. Mm-hmm. You have to do maintenance in order to keep it going, right? Exactly. So as far as the sessions go, it's like like an ongoing little tune-up, a clear-out, if you will.
Exactly. Right? Yeah, it's like taking your car in for its, you know, oil changes and stuff like that. It keeps it running better longer. You know, keeps it newer longer, if you will, as a friend of mine, Patrick Olson, likes to say. So when you're maintaining your stuff, yeah, you want to just keep going, and you want to kind of really think about what you're, you know, you mentioned a car. So, you know, if you put regular gas versus premium gas in it, it performs differently. And so, you know, that's other things we share with folks, because we're firm believers. If you put the right amount of oxygen, the right amount of water, the right nutrition in your body, it knows what to do to heal itself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so if you're putting, you know, not the right, you know, if you're putting soda and beer in it all the time, and you're putting, you know, you're just not, you know, coming in for oxygen treatments or not using your vitamins and not doing all the things you need to do, and then eating whatever is handy at the time and not focusing on good nutrition, you know, you're not going to run as optimally as you can. Like, you know, if your car, you don't change the oil in your car ever, you put just regular gas in it all the time, you never check the water in it, you know, don't put antifreeze in it, it's not going to last as long as it would if you did all the things you should.
We, I guess, as with age comes wisdom, we are what we eat.
Correct. Correct.
Right? So if you've kind of let yourself go, and everybody, we go through stretches, heal, build, and thrive, this is a great way for you to set the bar, the foundation, if you will, to start that recovery. And you know, you could do it once. You could do it once every, you know, every other week. You could do it. You pick the schedule.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. Yes. We will gladly, you know, chat with you and help you kind of see what you're looking at, what you're looking for, and give you some alternatives or some suggestions, show you some guidelines and what studies have shown to work best for certain conditions. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're definitely all about working with your pocketbook too. We don't want to break your pocketbook in fixing you.
We just want them both fixed
at the same time.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. Matt McCarl with New Leaf Hyperbarics. You call them 541-636-3278.